Chapter 17. The buildings were mostly rubble. Rivers of lava flowed through a large part of the city that was once called the Big Apple. Ash hovered in the air. "Over here," Blake said as he leapt from a piece of rock that was floating down what was once called Madison Avenue.
"There it is,"
Blake said as he made his way to a building that was missing one of its walls.
"There should be plenty of ammo here,"
Charles said as he leapt to the opening in the side. Sergeant Kind quickly followed behind them.
"Over here,"
Blake said as he ran to the counter that contained rifles, shotguns, and ammo. Sergeant Kind looked to his right as he moved forward, and his eyes widened. There, on a mannequin, sat a nice new campaign cover. He quickly pulled it from the statue and placed it firmly on his head.
"There, now I'm back," he muttered.
"Here,"
Blake said as he handed the Sarge a 12-gauge shotgun.
"Kelly would have liked that one,"
Charles said with a chuckle. Then Blake picked up a gunny sack full of ammo and weapons.
"All right, let's go kill an alien," Blake said.
Not too long ago, the ship sat facing an armada. He could see Sarita's ship sitting with the others that had escaped the mother ship.
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble here,"
Wild Bill said as he looked at the ever-increasing forces.
"What do we do?"
said a shipmate.
"Well, I'm not going with them,"
Bill said as he turned in his cockpit seat.
"There's no way we can. Hey, what is that?" asked another one of the ship's crew.
Bill moved closer to the small porthole window.
"It looks like something was fired from the mothership," he said.
He then moved back to the cockpit.
"Let's get out of here."
Then a voice over the intercom came on.
"This is the Supreme Leader of the Galaxy. All ships under my voice belong to me. Surrender or meet the same fate as your Sergeant Kind."
Wild Bill thrust the ship forward. He aimed lower, maneuvering below the enemy vessels. Then the ship seemed to disintegrate around the crew. Bill reached up and grabbed an air mask and threw it on, and within an instant, he found himself floating through space. But in another instant, he was sucked into a passing ship that was traveling at light speed. Aboard the mothership, Tyrannus Rex tried using his command over his ship to stop it as well. But the ship was fast and was gone.
"Send in one of our fastest after it," he told one of his subordinates.
Bill opened his eyes.
"What on earth happened?"
he asked as he looked around the docking bay.
"It worked,"
Rudy Davis said as he made his way to where Bill lay.
"Rudy, how?"
"We answered the call that was out, but we were too late, thank the Lord. We were just sitting with the rest of the enemy ships when we saw your ship just folding outward. So Tim wanted to try and salvage what we could, but you were the only one we could lay hold of. Oh, Lord, did you see what happened to the sergeant?"
"We saw what looked like him being sent from the ship, but we couldn't be sure. Then that creature that took over the mothership sent him back to Earth."
"Are you all right?"
asked Tim Sampson as he stepped into the bay.
"Yes, I think so."
"Good, because we are not done yet. They are chasing us."
Currently on Earth, the ship's engines kicked on.
"Hold on a minute."
He then went to the door and whistled loud. And in a matter of minutes, a large African gray bird, an owl, and a hawk came flying into the ship. He then turned to the sergeant.
"I lost Poe. He was killed."
The sergeant just stared at the birds for a minute.
"Well, where we are going and what we have to do, you might just lose the rest."
Then the ship began to lift off from the planet that was once called Earth. And in a second, the ship shot straight to the stars.
"This is absolutely incredible,"
Blake said, staring out his window.
"I never thought in a million years I'd be traveling through space,"
Sam added, staring out a different window. Sergeant Kind, I'm picking up some subspace communications, Mary said.
Oh, and what are they saying?
It appears that one of your ships is still being hunted.
Really? So some did escape.
It appears so.
See if you can track their location.
Working on it, she said.
Sir, we are receiving a communication,
said the one sitting behind the control panel.
All right, answer it. Maybe they want to surrender,
Tim Sampson said with a grin. The message was a ball of static, and then a familiar voice came on.
This is Sergeant Richard Kine. Do you copy?
Tim looked over his shoulder where Rudy and Bill were standing.
Sergeant Kind, it is good to hear your voice. This is the crew of the USS America. We are being pursued by hostile forces.
Don't worry, we are coming upon your location and we have your back.
Bring up the screen, Sergeant Kind said as he made his way behind navigation. In only a second, the crew could see a ship being trailed by two others.
That is them in the lead, Mary said as she ran her fingers over the controls.
All right, can you disable the enemy ships? Asked Kind.
I believe so. Give me a second.
Her fingers moved rapidly over the controls.
Those idiots gave me too much control, she said.
In only a matter of minutes, the enemy ships began to twitch and slowly shut down.
Sir, the enemy has broken off pursuit, said the navigator.
Tim pushed a button on his console.
Many thanks, Sergeant Kind.
Now, we need to go end this, Kind said.
All right, but how?
I have a plan, said Kind over the speakers. All right, Sergeant, I'm listening.
Master, you have received a transmission, said a voice from Tyrannus's arm.
He lifted it to his mouth.
Send it through. Lord Tyrannus, something has happened to two of our vessels. What is it you mean, Watcher? The two, they were to bring back one of our stolen ships. Well, something penetrated our systems and shut them down. How? No one can do that. In theory, no one can, but it is done. All right. Find his signature and send others after it. Yes, my lord. Now, where were we?
Asked the ruler as he looked towards Sarita.
Master, Governess Hertonia is here to see you. She says it's urgent.
All right, tell her I will be there.
He then looked again to the beautiful Sarita.
Well, it seems my work is never done.
Tyrannus turned and left.
My lord,
the governor said with a slight curtsy,
what is so important that you could not just communicate with me? I need to see you in person. I came to ask you to show some leniency towards Tesh.
He grinned.
Is that so? And why would you care what happens to traitors? It goes deeper than Tesh, my master. Is that so? Yes, it has been happening a while now. Several of your generals are wanting to bring you down as well. And how would you know this? I was approached but denied them. So you are the loyal one then? Yes, my lord,
said the young female as she fell to the floor.
Please, I beg you, do not. It is done. You are too late. Tesh is dead.
She lowered her eyes.
No. I am sorry you should have come sooner.
Inside the bedchambers of Sarita Hernandez, she stood looking out the window. It was still very bright where on Earth it would most likely be 9 p.m. She turned and jumped slightly at the female standing behind her. It was the same overly tall alien female that had put her in the bath.
You have one chance here,
she said as she moved closer to Sarita.
What? What do you mean? Here,
she said as she pushed a knife into the hands of Sarita.
Kill him.
What?
Once he consummates, he will rest soundly, then stab him in the head.
I don't know if I could.
It is yours and our only chance. For years he has taken from every race and planet and made life here to serve him. We have had enough, and now you can end it all.
Why me?
Because he is piecing it together, and soon he will discover all the names of the conspirators, and then there will be no chance of stopping him.
Sarita looked down to the knife in which she was holding, and then she looked back to the tall female alien.
Our fates are literally in your hand. If I do this, what will become of me?
Gratitude from a grateful world. He comes. I must go. Remember, the first opportunity.
The tall figure then turned and walked to the door. It parted.
My lord,
she said with a slight bow. The ruler eyed the female.
What are you doing here?
Just preparing your concubine for her night alone, with the master, of course.
Oh, all right, now go.
Then the arm band buzzed again.
What now?
He said, lifting his arm to his face.
Sir, our missing ship has just entered our atmosphere. Also, one of the abandoned Earthships is with it.
Who is piloting?
The Earthship is piloted by one of the humanoid cyborgs. The other is having communication malfunctions.
All right. Give them docking instructions.
Yes, sir.
Everything is coming together nicely,
he said as he looked toward Sarita.
So, tell me, what did she, Luxwana, have to say to you?
He moved closer to Sarita.
She just told me what it is you like.
Sarita said now, sounding a bit seductive.
Funny that she would know this since I've never allowed her in my bed.
Sarita looked away. Yep, that figures. Then her eyes caught something outside the window. Tyrannus saw her gaze and met hers with his own. Then he, too, turned his head. His eyes widened. His ship was coming in, and it was aiming at his beautiful building.
What do they think they are doing?
He scowled as he made his way to the window. The ship was aimed straight for him, but he stood like a stone. He then lifted his right hand and waved it to the side, and the window parted as if it were merely a curtain. Then he aimed a hand at the front of the spacecraft. After making the same gesture, the whole front of the craft opened. Mary's eyes widened as her controls disappeared, and she felt herself leaving the cockpit. In the next instant, she felt a clasp around her throat, and she was staring into the eyes of Tyrannus.
Hello, my dear, he said coyly. You are one of mine. You have no control of your own.
Sarita watched as the ship Mary was piloting plummeted downward. She could see another ship coming in toward them at a high rate of speed. Sarita seemed to have seen the ship before Tyrannus, so she ran to the door of her domicile. Then Tyrannus looked up and, with eyes widened, lifted his left hand, but it was too late. The ship made contact.